I'm pretty good.
How've you been?
Oh, just so-so. I just got what 10 people ought to be done and trying to do it myself.
Don't do it too soon, man. It's a damn operation.
Well, can't avoid it, Arthur. You just can't avoid it.
But later, when I can travel again, I think in a few days, this damn thing, just, you know, an inner ear infection.
Yeah.
When things settle down, are you going back to the ranch?
Yeah.
And you'll stay there?
No, I'll be in and out of here. I expect out of there trying to get everybody that can to. It looks like Wilson announced yesterday he was coming to see me, and I picked it up on the ticker.
Did he get in touch with you first?
Oh, hell no. Never does that. No,
and
Britain.
David, we're giving them plenty of support on Rhodesia, and we're taking a lot of, pokes down here from the Africans and Asians.
No, he and Pearson, they're both Rhodes Scholars. When you get a damn fellow Rhodes Scholar, the first thing he does is get presumptuous and arrogant. He announces that he'll be here on a certain day, and then you get to him as quick as you can or else.
That's a hell of a thing. We've been their principal support down here. If I have to carry the ball for these
I just hope he doesn't denounce us like Pearson did up Philadelphia just before he comes to Camp David. He come down and make a hell of a speech and denounce you and then come up and spend the night with you. But I don't know. I've got two or three of them coming early, and I've got Earhart, and I've got Wilson, and I guess Wilson. I haven't been in touch with him, but he's announced it. And I expect I'll have India Pakistan. I wish you'd try to give a lot of thought to that angle, because I'm just getting every time you hold them back any, why they announce that there's 10 times that many more to feed, and that if you don't do it, that they're going to go communist and we'll lose China. And so we've assumed about 20% of our wheat goes to India free now. They don't make any pretense of paying for it. They're against that. And I don't see how this country's going to survive with all the damn theorists we got and everybody wanting to.
You know, sometime a nation has to decide if they want to go communist, if that's the way they want to go, they ought to go.
Well, I don't know. That's
we are.
I don't know. That's what they said that Atchison did in China. And we just, they say you got 500 million people out there, and they won't feed themselves. They won't plan to feed themselves. They just say that, God, if you don't feed us, we'll turn loose New York Times and Washington Post on you. That's the net of what they say to us.
I give up the goddamn New York Times. There's a lead article today of a fellow Middleton who should be called Sir Drew. Writes an article where if we win a vote in the UN under great obstacles, great defeat for the United States. I guess if we lost the vote, it would be a greater defeat.
Yeah.
But that is not apparent. Then he talks to all of the countries that voted against us and says how bad we are, and he doesn't talk to any country who voted for us. As many countries voted for us as voted against us.
Yeah.
But I've given up that damn thing. What the hell is the use of wasting your time? Nobody reads it. Except people who want to.
No, everybody here reads it, and everybody reads it, gets that same unbalanced line, and they all put it on, and it's on all the wire services, and it becomes public doctrine in a month. I mean,
what the hell can we do if we go to the editor, the publisher, and raise hell, and it nails them down in their job? And then they get this perverse attitude that we're trying to interfere with freedom of the press. I wrote more goddamn opinions on the court for freedom of the press than any other man. Saved them from their libel suit. Martin Luther King and May got sued. The jury rendered a verdict of $500,000 because they only asked for $500,000 against them. All forgotten. Anyhow, one of these days when you're not bothered with foreign visitors and you'd like me to come down, and I'll be able, and as I said, in a few days I'll be able to travel, I'd like a little conversation with you. We'll have to talk about what we do on this Chinese matter for next time. We won't be able to hold it much longer the way they spoke with yesterday. All our great friends want to do business. It's okay. hell of a doing to get the vote that you got. So that, I guess, we'll have to talk about strategy for the future. Let me just say, but that you do at your convenience. We'll hold the fort here. And I won't announce that I'm going to see you until I unlike Mr. Wilson. I won't set a date. Word on this Rhodesian business. We're playing very closely in accordance with your views with the British. We don't do anything despite what you may read again in a lot of columns that the British do not endorse, approve, urge us to do. We got a sugar shipment coming in from Rhodesia. And I've just checked with them, and I told George Ball, he'll send a note out with you. We ought to refuse the cargo. And if we don't, these longshoremen here will boycott it, and we'll be in a hell of a row with the labor movement and everybody, and it doesn't amount to who can help. And by refusing it, we can make strong appearance that we mean what we say to these Africans. So that you'll see a recommendation from me coming in. And it's a practical one. We'll get into a row with our friends here. The labor movement sent a delegation to me about it. My judgment is that it's better than to refuse the cargo. We've embargoed on a future cargo. If we refuse this, it'll be a good gesture. Perhaps win us a little goodwill in the world. Sometimes I wonder, but we still need it. You'll get notes from George, but I recommend it very strong. But we'll be involved with Stella Gleason and Dini and a lot of other people. They're our friends, and no use getting into a fight with them. I had the British ambassador talk to London, and this is the message. Sir Roger has talked to London, and they would like us to refuse the sugar cargo. So we're in tandem with them. Very good.
Thank you, Arthur. I hope you feel better.
I'll keep up.
I hope you feel better.
Well, thank you. But you'll understand my not being here. I'd appreciate your making it known, because the next thing I'll read in the column is that you're not inviting me to any captain.
All right. Okay, my friend.
So if you'll let Bill Moore know that this inner ear disturbance makes it impossible for me to travel the next few days.
Okay.
Waiting.